Hello, Nigel Ogden here. Good to be back with you again for my monthly delve into the archives and what I hope will be an entertaining selection of recordings, old and even older, with a bit of a nod in the direction of the fact that it is, of course, St. Valentine's Day today. We begin with a couple of tracks from broadcasts given by someone who deservedly had a fine reputation for being able to handle a large Wurlitzer theatre organ in a very romantic way. Well, we're about to hear him at two of the UK's largest Wurlitzers, which thankfully are still alive and well, albeit not in the same locations as they were when these broadcasts took place. Well, some of you will know who it is as soon as you hear his signature tune. For those of you who don't, introductions will follow shortly.
This is Eric Lord playing to you from the organ of the Odeon Theatre, Leeds. To start my programme, I've selected a bright tango with the exotic title of Ecstasy.
Eric Lord at the beautiful Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer on the 10th of March 1966. Well, with 19 ranks of pipes, the Leeds organ was just one rank smaller than the next instrument we're about to hear, in the cinema where Eric was once resident organist. It was opened in the Paramount, later the Odeon in Manchester, in October 1930, but it was on the 5th of January 1962 that Eric included in a broadcast from there this delightful arrangement of that gorgeous ballad from the pen of David Raxin, dedicated to Laura.
Thank you.
Laura, as played by Eric Lord on the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer in 1962. Now, for many years, Eric presented his own weekly programme called Organ Showcase on BBC Radio Lancashire, and I remember being a guest on the programme on a couple of occasions and being collected from home by Eric in his white BMW and whisked off to the studios at high speed. Eric also had his own electronic organ retail business on the outskirts of Manchester, as indeed so did I at the time, and we spent some happy times chatting about matters organic. Well, we've just heard Eric at the Odeon Manchester, and we're staying in the city for this next item, and popping just round the corner to the magnificent Town Hall with its equally magnificent five-manual organ by the French firm of Cavaille Coll. Now, sadly, this potentially wonderful instrument doesn't receive the care and maintenance it deserves, and much of it doesn't work at the moment. Now, when it was in somewhat better health, for a few years I played monthly lunchtime concerts on it in the 1990s, before it became rather too unreliable to be able to continue. And here's a short item from one of those concerts. Now, to the best of my knowledge, this is the only piece of music ever composed by the one and only Reginald Dixon, and the title is Can't We Sing Love's Old Sweet Song Again? Music composed by Mr. Blackpool, Reginald Dixon there, Can't We Sing Love's Old Sweet Song Again, played by yours truly on the Manchester Town Hall Cavaille Coll. Well, a few minutes ago I mentioned that the Paramount Manchester was opened in October 1930. Well, seated at the console of the Wurlitzer on that occasion was Charles Smart, who was more or less at the beginning of what was a very successful career, which involved a great deal of broadcasting, not just on the theatre organ, but also for a variety of BBC religious programmes. Now, as many people will know, Charles had an equally talented son called Harold, who for many years was one of the UK's finest players on electronics. Now, in the 1970s, Charles and Harold made various recordings for The Organist Entertains, including some duet arrangements of pieces composed by Harold, and very effective they were too, as you're about to hear. Well, carrying on the Valentine's theme, here's a number called Love Potion with Charles at the three-manual console of the excellent Compton Strait organ in the BBC's Maida Vale studios and Harold on Thomas Electronic. Thank you. father and son Charles and Harold Smart there, playing Harold's love potion on a combination of the BBC Maid of El Compton and a Thomas Electronic. Well, it was so sad that Harold died at the early age of 58 in 1980, several years before Charles, who I was privileged to interview for a special 90th birthday programme in 1987. Incidentally, another fine musician is Charles' grandson, Harold's son, David Smart, who now lives in America, but we're in fairly regular contact. Well, back to the era of 1960s BBC theatre organ broadcasts. This one dates from the 24th of September 1965, and we can sit back and enjoy just over 8 minutes' worth of hits by Richard Rodgers, impeccably played, as always, by Joseph Seal, on the superb Wurlitzer at the ABC Kingston-on-Thames, which was Joe's HQ during his time as ABC's musical director.
Thank you. Well, that ends my programme for this afternoon. So from the ABC Kingston upon Thames, this is Joseph Seal wishing you all the best.
Joseph Seal signing off with his Melody for You theme tune. Well, I've always enjoyed doodling around with a pen and a piece of manuscript paper, and one product of said doodling a few years ago was a dreamy sort of piece called Winter Sunset, which ended up being included on a cassette I recorded for the Cinema Organ Society on the Compton in the St John Vianney Church at Clay Hall, because it really seemed to suit those amazing acoustics. Well, it's not a bad title to include at this time of the year, and actually I have to confess that Damon did put in a request for it, so, well, what can you do? You have to keep the boss happy. Winter Sunset from Me to You, played on the Clay Hall, Compton. Now, last week, as I hope you heard, Damon presented a superb tribute programme to a true theatre organ legend. Not so much as an organist, although, as you heard, he was a very nice player, but one of the most knowledgeable people there has ever been in British theatre organ circles. Frank Hare's never-ending commitment to the Theatre Organ Club and Northern Theatre Organ Trust over so many years was inspiring, and I shall be forever grateful for all the encouragement he gave to me in my early days, not to mention all the letters and phone calls and, of course, regular concerts at Ossett Town Hall. Now, as people have said previously, Frank probably forgot more about the theatre organ than most other enthusiasts will ever know. Not that he forgot much. His mind was an amazing store of the smallest of details regarding organists, organs, recordings and broadcasts, much of which he could usually recall instantly. Well, he certainly will be hugely missed by many people. And to end this programme and to pay my own tribute, let's hear someone for whom Frank had great affection, having known and worked with him for so many years, particularly in connection with the famous Theatre Organ Club Blackpool Rallies in the 1960s. Here's Horace Finch at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer playing a very contrasting piece to the one that was on the programme last week, When Day Is Done. Horace Finch at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer, When Day Is Done. Well, thanks for your company, hope you enjoyed the music, and I'll very much look forward to being back with you exactly 1 month today on March the 14th. Until then, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye.